This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hey Squiz Kids, it's Bryce here, and today we're bringing you a special Squiz Kids Q&A featuring some very caring kids. The kids you'll hear from today are all winners of the Fred Hollows Humanity Award. But firstly, what is the Fred Hollows Humanity Award? Well, it's named after an Aussie called Fred Hollows, who helped restore eyesight to thousands of people here and overseas. Because of the work he did and the programs he started, over a million people can see today. Each year, the Fred Hollows Humanity Award is given to an Aussie Year 6 student from each state and territory who's made a positive difference in their community, just like Fred did. Whether it's helping others, supporting good causes, or volunteering, no act of kindness is too small to recognise. So, Squiz Kids, put your hands together and give a very warm welcome to the Fred Hollows Junior Ambassadors.
My name's Scarlett Tonkin. I'm 12 years old and I'm from Adelaide.
I'm Leon Valley. I'm from Fremantle, WA, and I'm 12 years old.
My name's Hamish and I live in Canberra.
My name is Amy. I am almost 12 and I live in Humpty Doo.
Welcome. We're delighted to have you here. Now, to start us off, can you tell us what you did to receive the Fred Hollows Humanity Award? Leon?
So I shaved my head for cancer and then raised $1,040. And then a boy in my class got Hodgkin's lymphoma, a rare form of cancer. And with some help, we made a rug and we got the class to write messages on the back of the rug and we gave the rug to him.
Scarlett?
Well, I made a bunch of earrings out of like clay and people bought them and I donated the money.
And Amy, what did you do for people experiencing homelessness in Darwin?
It was every fortnight after our club meetings, we would set up this soup kitchen place outside of our church and we would have food and drinks for them and bedding and clothing too.
And what about you, Hamish?
I did the world's greatest shave. It entails taking all of the hair off your head and donating it and fundraising money for whatever charity they have chosen.
Now, as part of the Fred Hollows Award, there's a very special prize. Can you explain a little bit about the prize, Leon?
I got to donate $5,000 to a country of my choice from a list of countries. I donated it to Eritrea.
And what about you, Hamish?
I chose the remote Torres Strait Aboriginal people.
And how about you, Amy?
To the Fred Hollows projects in the Philippines.
$5,000? That's a lot of money. Leon, your friend who you made the rug for, he must be very important to you. Tell us a little bit about him.
He is a very upbeat, very excited person. He always keeps up with everything and he always seems to get everyone excited and stuff like that.
And so how did that make you feel when he got diagnosed with cancer?
Well, as like a close friend, I think I was a little bit worried. It was like quite a challenging time because it was a rare form of cancer as well.
And have you always enjoyed helping others?
I enjoy helping others, just like the reward of seeing their like happy face kind of thing at the end of it, like their emotions.
And Scarlett, what made you want to make earrings and then donate the money?
Every year my family donates money and I feel like that's where I got it from.
Who did you donate the money to?
Catherine House. It's a women's shelter for homeless women.
How did helping others make you feel?
I felt pretty good because I went there and visited it and they just told me where the money actually goes and what they use it for and they basically just said good job.
And what did you learn from the experience?
Even the little things help. If you might not seem like, oh, it's only a little bit, it does help.
What about you, Amy? Was there anything that you got out of volunteering at the soup kitchen?
Yeah, sometimes if there were leftover food, we could eat some.
And tell me, Amy, what made you choose the Fred Hollows program in the Philippines as the place you wanted to donate your $5,000?
A few people I know live, their families live in the Philippines, and I've heard that sometimes the people that don't have homes can like have very bad health issues, and I thought I would want to help out.
Hamish, I hope you shaved your hair in summer. I imagine your head would have been very cold in Canberra if it was in winter. Now, you mentioned that part of shaving your head was to fundraise money. Who did you fundraise the money for?
It was blood cancer.
How much were you hoping to fundraise?
I think it was $350.
And how much did you actually fundraise?
Close to $2,000.
Wow, that's amazing. And what did you learn from the experience?
Taught me that it was like a very good thing to do, and it just made me feel really good inside that I'd done something good for the community.
And what would you tell other kids who might want to get involved or do something to help?
I say go for it, but make sure that your hair isn't too precious, because it's a bit annoying to grow back.
Good advice. Now, all four of you have done some amazing things, but you are also kids who like to have fun. So, tell us a little bit about what you like to do when you're not helping out others in your community. Leon?
I enjoy playing the guitar and playing AFL.
Amy?
Well, I'm either like horse riding, helping Dad with the chickens, or playing with my two British short hair cats, and they're really overweight.
What about you, Scarlett?
I play netball. I'm like 5'7", very tall for a 12-year-old.
And finally, Hamish.
I ride a scooter and I do lots of fishing. I also play tennis, and that's really fun.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If there are any Squiz Kids out there listening and are a Year 6 student or know a Year 6 student who has done something to show compassion and kindness for their community, you can nominate for the 2022 Fred Hollows Humanity Award. Visit hollows.org/humanity award. We've popped that link into our episode notes. And of course, as we say every day on the podcast, now get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.